Blog Talk Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. I'ma feel you up and down, baby. You gon' feel me up and down. We gon' get it on. Yeah, we are. You know, I'ma do you right. You gon' do me right. We gon' do this, baby. Listen.
Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. This is a strategy of you to start to move. I really love it. Take my time and pull you through. Women and see the things we react in such a way. They really wanna give me more.
Trying to take it easy during this storm that we have for the second time.
Oh, right. I'm feeling you on that. You know, but hey, we got to think about it. Hey, we got our president back, so let's be thankful and glad about that.
Yes,
so
that's the best thing in the world.
What are we gonna talk about tonight?
Well, you know, a topic I thought about was, you know, when you have a friend or family member that try to push up on your spouse.
Wow.
Or your significant other.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I really went through that, so it's crazy.
That's deep right there. I mean, you know, me personally, if that was to happen with me,
I would have to get both of the people together.
Yeah.
Not sure of what I would do in the situation, you know, or how I would handle it afterwards.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't really say what you do unless it happened to you.
You're right.
You know,
You're absolutely right.
I think that if it came out positive, especially a family member, you got to go. You know, because you just got to go.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem, because when it's a family member, you know, you
it's
don't want to
harder.
Let go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about the man. Well, I don't know. Wait a minute. That's why I said it would be hard for me to decide, because, you know, blood is thicker than water, supposedly.
Very true.
But in the same token, that's my man.
You're right. You're
so,
right.
You know, what do you do? What did you do?
What I would do, well, I mean, if I know how that friend or family member is, and this is something on the regular that they do,
okay,
then I would have to let the family member go.
Okay, yeah. If it's a constant thing with that person, I can understand that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can have friends that'll push up on your spouse and say, no, it wasn't me, it was them.
Right. That's why I said it would be good to get both of them together.
You know, you're right, but I don't think it would make any sense too when you already know how that other person is.
Yeah, but I'm saying if one is saying yay and the other one's saying nay, you know, get those facial expressions, because it could be some truth in it, you know, and the thing is, with you being grown, you can't make another person do something, you know?
You're right.
And
but you know
hold
what?
That phone. The phone lines are open.
Oh, okay.
The number to call is 646-200-3838.
And press 1.
Press 1 to get on the air with me and Jen and get in on this conversation. Or just enjoy, sit back and enjoy the show. But again, you know, like you say, I would want both of them together. You know, because that, you know, one saying over the phone, no, I didn't say this. No, I didn't say that. You get those facial expressions. To me, facial expressions means a lot.
You're right. You read a person's body language.
Right. And when you start getting ticked off about it, guess what? It's got to be some truth in it somewhere.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, cause one's
because
one's going to sense up. And ready to fight.
right. You know you lie. No, you lie. You know, when they start getting like that, or either they holler, you know, hey, it's crazy. Hold that phone, Jen. We have a caller. Caller, you there?
Hi.
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 Can I get your name, please?
It's Kia.
What's up, Kia?
Hey,
nothing.
Kia.
How are you guys?
We're
doing good. Did you hear the
good
topic?
No, what's the topic?
Jen, the topic is, the topic is when you have a friend or family member push up on your significant other.
Oh, good.
Have that ever happened to you?
Yes. My good friend through high school. So she did introduce me to my ex.
Okay.
They were, you know, because he was dating his cousin. I was dating him. Him and the cousin didn't work out. Her and the cousin didn't work out. I went back the way to school. So while I was back at school, she was trying to get into the ex-boyfriend that I was dating.
Ooh.
It ended our friendship. I told her about her ex, because he was my ex-cousin.
Okay.
And I knew how he was, and I told her, I said, let me say something. Family members were telling me they seen him, and you're seeing him driving your car with somebody else in there. I'm the one, I told her these things. She didn't want to believe me, so I went way back to school, and he was here, and she would always call him, that, like, you know, he was telling me, because I didn't know how she got his number. I said, why don't you get your number? And I said, probably the last time she was at my house, probably saw when I was packing, saw your number, she probably wrote it down. So he was telling me, she was calling. He said, I don't think Kia's going to be setting up. I knew you before Kia. So he was like, I'm not, you know Kia. I am not crossing Kia. But he was telling me, I called her on the phone, and I said, you know, I'm not going to call on the phone. I was coming home the following weekend. And I don't have to do nothing. I believe it's not going to be the door to ask the question. I went over there, and I said, hey, how you doing? You call us in and all this stuff. He's like, well, he's my friend. I said, but he's telling me about things. We need to get him on the phone. But she didn't want to go into that. You know, I said, let me put it this way. I'm always going to respect the other person.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I'm not dealing with this. You are not my friend.
No.
Because right. Wouldn't do a friend like that.
Exactly.
You don't do a friend like that. You do not do a friend like that. We've been through a lot, and I've been there with her, through everything and that stuff.
Wow.
For her to do that to me, that was...
You know, she was looking for...
She
wasn't looking for you to pick up the phone and have him on the other line to say, oh, well, you know, she called me or anything.
But I see, that's why I said that face to face.
I don't believe in talking to nobody on the phone.
Nothing like that.
You can't, because it's all of it. You hear a lot of yelling on the phone, and we yelling and screaming to the phone.
Yeah.
We're going to yell and scream in person.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to the phone.
Because, you know, it makes it much more easier, like she said, to read the body language, facial expressions.
Exactly.
And for you to easily say, okay, well, which one am I going to hurt?
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want to, you'll figure out which one you want to hurt, but then it doesn't come down to that point because you say you're not going to get anything out of it.
Let me tell you something about, he told me, I guess he knew, and believe me, let me tell you one thing about me, I'm not one of these phony person. I'm not one person that, I don't believe in being phony. If you've got something to say, somebody say it. I don't believe in talking about somebody, whatever, say it. Do not candy coat nothing. That's how I am. That's how I have always been. And believe me, if I find out he, or whatever, then that's it. He told me.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to tell you something. I mean, you may not believe me. You know, I said, no, tell me. I had a feeling because of something somebody else told me, and it showed nothing. One thing about you, don't go on no hairdresser, because you know everybody knows somebody going to say something.
Exactly.
A hairdresser getting your hair done, and you hear something, and one of my cousins heard something, and she's like, I know that girl's name. She said, yeah, so what do you think about from that one? Yeah.
Well, when your spouse can come and tell you that that person did, you know, try to approach him on any kind of level, it shows respect in between the relationship that you have with that person and they have with you.
True.
Because they know exactly the type of person you are. They know exactly how you handle the situation.
Yeah.
It's better for them to get choked up, and believe me, I think that he didn't want to get choked up by me. He's going to tell me.
Well, you know what? In life, it is what it is, and we have to take it for what it is.
And that's exactly how I took it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to go through this because if this is the case, I you know what? You pray about for the situation. I said, I'm not even worried about this. I'm not. She was my friend. She would have been my friend. She wasn't my friend.
You're right.
No.
Well, ladies, we have to go to our first song, Jamie Foxx and Luda Unpredictable.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, unpredictable.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on. Trying all the food, so girl, be comfortable.
while making the movie. Do you get it? Do you got it? Good, good, good. Girl, I knew you would. See what I got over a lot of fellas is that I'm more creative. And soon you will see what I mean, what I mean. So girl, get comfortable. Do something you never done before.
Spontaneous express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, Luda.
I like
it too, baby. Let me put a little bit of excitement up in your lifestyle. You gotta know that times are the essence. I'm talking right now. I can get rid of that headache. What you doing tonight? Some say the sex is overrated, but they just ain't doing it right. I keep it interesting, baby. Just take them clothes off. I'll be your Tylenol. Just take me till you doze off. Wake you up in the middle of the night and take you to another world. You'll wake up in the morning feeling like another girl.
Unpredictable.
You never know what people are capable of doing.
Thank you. And you never know, you never predict what they might and might not do. Because it happens every day. Kia, you still here with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think you handled that situation very well, you know. And like I say, a lot of people, you can't really say, you know, you can say what you might do. But until you faced with a situation, you don't know what you might do.
You true. But
you know,
the first thing that comes to mind is what you really want to do.
Is choke them up.
I mean, hey, when
it
came to that.
It takes a lot of strength.
Yeah.
But when I found out, I said, okay, now what am I going to do? I saw every single possible thing to do. Then I said, no, that's okay. It's not worth it.
It's not even worth it. It's not worth it.
But then, too, Jen, like you said, with the, in the same token, you know, if you know that this person is grimy like that, you know, but after a while, you're going to get tired of that person doing the same BS over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's why
you're going to eventually react. You know, and it's not going to be a pretty sight.
No, it's not. Now, you need to find somebody to hold you back when you're trying to hold yourself back.
Honey, because some wigs going to be split sooner or later.
Pull a couple of tracks, see how that go.
You're going to have to. But, you know.
In the words of Bernie Mac, bust them in the head to the white meat show.
Exactly. Split that wig wide open. Honey, you better believe it. But, I mean, you know, like I said, a friend, yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't even call this person a friend, but it was just the fakeness of, you know, you wanting to, like, gather information.
Yeah.
And, you know, know where I stayed and all this and all that. And then in the same token, you know, you scoping out my dude.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you find out his name, and you going on Facebook, hey, how you doing? Hey this, hey that.
Yeah.
What? Then you going to try to say that I said X, this and that, and that and that? Yo, chick.
Let me
What's
tell
your address?
Yeah, no, to this day, I still think about her. Like, I miss her friendship. Like, I just miss us having great times. So we had great times.
But you know what? At that time, you guys were friends.
To this day, I see her mother, you know, even when our friendship was going to be, it was a strain. When her grandmother passed, I came home for that funeral.
Wow.
Because I knew her family, you know. I came home for that funeral and stuff like that. I gave her a hug, you know, and everything like that. But I knew our relationship was strained.
Yeah.
I don't sit around here and talk about her to anybody else, because I had good memories with her. We had great friendship.
Yeah.
But during all that other time about she was going through whatever she was going through, of me who was there for her to try to go behind my back with the ex. Well, you know, he's my ex now, you know, whatever. But that she tried to, you know, me of all people.
Well, you know what? Even though you guys,
she know I don't candy coat nothing. I'm gonna approach her. She has to know that he's gonna tell me, and I'm coming to see her. She know exactly my person. I have always been this way. I don't call on the phone. I knock on your door.
But you know what? Even though that you guys are not friends anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, if anything ever happens, you know, you can still be there to show the love that you have for her. It's not lost.
I just got
misplaced.
Exactly. I show her respect. And if I see her in passing, hey, how's everything? That's it.
I show her, and I'm
quite sure. She felt the same way. Like I said, she, if something like my grandmother passed, I came home for that funeral. I didn't have to come home for that funeral. I could have been in the car, said my prayers that way. I came home for that funeral.
Hold that thought, Kia. We now have our co-host, Rachel, on the phone with us. Rachel, how are you?
Good evening, everybody.
How are you, Rachel?
All right.
I'm going to let Kia finish, and then, you know, you can chime in with us on the topic and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kia,
that's all I have. I truly have a lot of love for her. I truly have a lot of love for her family. She has been, you know, but it's just that, it just was a blow that I'm away in college, and it ticked my friend's life up with my friend. Is right here behind, and not thinking that he was going to tell me. He knew how I was. His best bet was like, oh, I'm telling Kia, I am not, this is something that I can't. And he caught me, he told me, and then when I said, no, I'm going to make a check there, I'm not calling her. I'll be here the following week. And the following week I came, I didn't tell my mother, and then everybody in my family all got mad at me and was like, okay, say, oh, like, my hair, we were the same hair dresser. My hair was like, no, I'm like, then when I finally focused on it, everybody was like, I know how Kia is. I just how I am. I'm not phony that way. I can't sit around somebody knowing what has happened and then be like, snap about it. No, I'm moving on.
Wow.
That's ridiculous to sit around somebody you know that did something behind and did something to you, and you still sit up there and they still like smile behind it and still keep doing the same thing. Not with Kia.
Right.
Not me.
I think you handled it very well, but I can also hear the hurt.
I miss her so much. I do.
Wow. And how long ago was this?
Oh God, maybe 12 years.
Wow. And it still hurts that bad.
I think about her a lot. Cause we were like, the, you know, you're the best thickest friends. The sickness.
Well, you know what? Then maybe, you know what? Try and see if you guys can get back together.
We can
again.
Do it.
I talk to her.
And just keep away from your significant spouse. That's about what you can do.
Well, listen to this. She can have him now.
I'm pretty sure she don't want him now.
She can have him now. I'm not worried about that part, but no, I see her, and I still talk to her mother. And if I see her, she can put the ring in now, but I talk to her. If I see her, she'll say, hey, how's everything? Fine. How are you doing? You know, we'll talk for a couple of minutes or whatever. But that'll be about it. But as far as just like, oh, let's go to Florida. Let's go to Miami this week. You know, whatever. We were the only two friends at the college and everything. We didn't have no kids. We don't have no kids, so we could just jump up and leave and go places.
Right.
That all ended. When we, you know, that's what I miss. You'll call me like, hey, would you up again? Let's go to New Orleans next week. Yeah, let's
wow.
go.
Yeah.
That's
but
what
Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
How are you today, sweetie?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Did you hit a topic?
I sure did.
Uh-oh. All on board now. Uh-oh, wait, watch out.
Right? Come on with it. Come on
Don't
with it.
Don't hurt nobody.
Wow. Okay. What would I do if I found out one of my family members was picking up on my spouse?
Family member or friend, yeah.
Or family member or friend, pardon me. Well, they can have them. if you know, if they bad enough to take them, they can have them. You won't remember me if they And I'm speaking from experience. When I was younger, I would say I'd probably fight and act a fool.
But you know
what? I'm older now. And if someone in my family member wants, you know, myself, but best believe, expect me not to speak to you again.
True.
You know,
okay.
friend, whether it be friend or family member, expect me not to speak to you again. You know, I'm approachable. Mm-hmm. Come at me and ask me if it's okay if you can have them. I'll give them to you. If you want them to go and you want them, go take them.
But you know they're not going to do that. They're not.
I know. That's only in dreamland. But you know what? I'm a big girl now, and you know it is. It is what it is. I'm not going to make a big deal over it. It's probably not a loss. Just keep it moving.
Well, you know what? I mean, if your family or friend or family member pushes up on your spouse, and your spouse decides to take that chance or anything, then that means that person was never for you.
Exactly.
I agree.
But you know, it's a hurting feeling when you put time and your feelings into it.
Of course. But you know, we go through heartache and pain. Some people don't go through a lot of heartache and pain in their lives. I'm one of those people. I've gone through a lot of heartache and pain in my life. And you know what? I'm not going to let it bother me majorly. You know,
exactly.
I'm not going through depression and heartache and sorrow.
Wait,
I've been there once too many times in my life. I'm not trying to go there again. Keep it moving.
And it's too many
hours. Yeah.
Well, but when you know when that usually happens, it shows that your friend or family member wants what you have.
Right.
And they tend to think that what you have with that person is going to be the same with them.
Exactly. Jealousy
but it's not.
And all that
it's
envy
not.
And yeah.
So right. If you think it's that way, I wish you the best of luck.
Exactly.
You like it, I love it.
God bless you.
Trust and believe. You reap what you sow.
Exactly.
But you know,
go ahead.
When you sit and you think about it and you say, wow, really? Like, that really happened? And then if that person do take that chance and do it, only thing you can do is sit back, have you a little something to drink, and say, you know what? I'm free.
Exactly.
Right.
Because if he do it with that one, he's going to do it with someone else.
Exactly.
Or she's going to do it with someone else.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Because what goes around comes around.
Right.
You know, and like you said, what works for me doesn't mean that it's going to work for you.
Exactly.
And
you know, to me, you're going to get the worst percussion of it all. You know, because of the way that you did it and what you did.
Exactly.
Ladies, we have another caller.
Yes.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Can I have your
Hello?
Name?
Hello?
This is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. How are you?
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Shelly.
All right,
all right.
Everybody.
Hey. I'm okay.
Did you hear the topic, Shelly?
Yeah, I did hear the topic. I did.
Okay, so what's your thought on it?
Well, first of all, if it happened to me, I'd be asking that family member what took me so long. But then I'd be like, you know, that's messed up. Actually, it's messed up. No, all jokes aside, I'd be like, that's messed up that, you know, you would even do that to me like that or whatever. But then again, that person must have been watching him for a very long time.
Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, just waiting to make that move. But as far as me and the family member, I mean, it's not going to never be the same. Absolutely not.
You might. Cause
it's not going to ever be the same.
It won't, because you're going to try to figure out, okay, was it about him that he or she likes, or was it about us that they see that they want and that they like? And you can't have it.
Right.
You can't have it because there's already time and a relationship built.
I mean, you know, it's just a great topic because I'm sure it happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, you look for maybe things to happen like this, like when you were younger or whatever.
Mm, right.
But, you know, it's happening with our ages now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's no surprise, and it's constantly happening, you know, but that's just something that I wouldn't be able to swallow, especially, like you say, a family member. How dare you?
It happened to my sister and my cousin. My cousin used to, you know, they used to come over to my house, my sister and my cousin, you know, they were real, real close. And I kind of noticed it in the beginning, but I didn't really pay attention to it. And every time I turned around, she was always laughing at him and grinning and all kinds of stuff or whatever. And then maybe a few months down the road, they had broke up. And she had one of them, and they have a baby together now.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
They do. They have a baby. They have a baby together. Yes, they do. They have a baby together. And I said it the whole time. She had been watching him the whole time.
Are they together? No, they're not together.
Well, let me ask a question. What would run through your head if you seen that happen or you were told about it? Like, what was the first thing that would enter your mind besides speaking to a friend or a family member that done it?
Oh, I actually confronted her, you know, off the back. I was like, you know what, that's messed up. But really, what really made me mad was that she used to come over with my sister with her boyfriend all the time. So, why at my house, you know, she's grinning and smiling at him. But at first, I didn't really think about it. But then when it all came to and we found out that, you know, she had been messing around with him and all this other kind of stuff, I was like, you don't go behind your family members. You don't do that.
No.
Right. You don't do that. You don't go behind them.
Right.
It doesn't matter
exactly how
good they are or how good they look or whatever. That's just something you just don't do. You just don't do that. You don't
There's a verbal code that's out that swears you don't mess with the other's spouse or ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that code really doesn't stand because no one's following it. So they
really
don't have any morals.
Right.
Right.
To say, okay, well, you're with this person, you're with that person, I'm not going to cross that border.
Uh-huh.
But then when that border is crossed, I think it's time for a behind whooping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Just disrespect from the door.
Shortly after they broke up. Shortly after they broke up, they got together. So I was like, okay, that's something
that was in the making all the time.
I'm talking a few weeks.
See, but then you know what? Then he's going to have a problem with it, too, because he's going to have to sit and wonder and say, okay, well, will she push up on one of my boys?
Yep.
Because if she pushes...
They're not together, so, you know.
Wow.
Well,
now she's stuck with a baby.
Yep.
See?
Yeah, and then when we go to family functions, everybody's giving her that eyebrow raise. You know
what
I'm saying? When they have that eyebrow raise.
Like, you should know better.
My wife cousin and my one cousin, we had just had a family reunion back in August.
Oh,
my one cousin.
And you know how people
you know,
color get together at reunions. You know how we get together at reunions. You know they saying something. Come on.
You see everybody in the little group talking. You see her right there? You see her? Watch your man. Watch your man.
Yeah. I wouldn't even come.
I wouldn't even come either.
Her boyfriend to everybody. And then the one cousin that went behind my sister, she started, you know, talking to him and grinning or whatever. And my cousin kind of said, bitch, don't try it. And I was like, wow. I was like, okay. Everybody. I mean, my aunt, my older aunt heard it and everything. She was like, bitch, don't try it. And I was like,
well,
wow,
let me ask
you
a question. You said they were cousins, right?
Yeah. My sister and
okay.
my cousin, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, now did they show up with him at separate times of family reunion?
What do you mean?
Okay, she was your first cousin. He went to family gatherings and reunions, right?
Yeah, this is the one that just recently passed in August. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
Well, my sister and my cousin, this happened a couple of years back, but everybody still got an eyebrow on my cousin. Like, don't even try it. You know, like they like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, I am so sorry, but I'm gonna have to cut in real quick. We're going to have to play our next song, which
okay.
will be Kelly Price Propose, Ain't That Something. So we'll be right back.
All righty.
All righty, righty.
February the 14th, my baby took me to a special place, said he had a surprise for me, he told me to close my eyes so that I could not see, and when I opened them up, he was on one knee, reaching for
close to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good
so
one.
We're back, T.
Yeah. Rachel.
Shelly. Yeah.
Shelly, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our
and now
you're
going to propose
up
after all of this? No.
Our phone, okay,
by
ladies.
The way. Kick rocks.
Our phone lines are lit up. The call-in number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your input on the topic.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I thought I was by myself for a minute.
No.
I'm here.
Like I say, now that situation that Shelly just spoke on, if I was old girl, man, nah, I wouldn't be on no family. I'm serious. Because regardless of how long, it may be years from now, you're still going to be scum.
Yeah, this is about, the baby is like 6 years old now. Yeah, he's 6. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, always going to be looked at.
She's
always going to be looked at.
Yep, she is blacklisted in the family. She's blacklisted.
Yeah.
And you know what?
The funny part about it is that my family members, they won't, like, you know, leave her alone with none of, you know, none of their boyfriends or husbands or none of that. They won't.
They don't do it either.
So, they do it nice. They do it nice a lot. They laugh at it all the time because they know what they're doing. They do it real nice, you know, to be honest.
So wait, who's
the
blacklist? Is it the baby or the guy?
Has she ever apologized to Shelly?
No, she's never said anything. No, she's never said I was sorry. Even though my aunt, you know, I guess her and my aunt got into it or whatever over it because, you know, my sister and my cousin was very, very close. I mean, very, very close, like me and my sister is. So for her to do that, you know, my aunt, you know, she went off on it. I think everybody else should go off on it too. And at one time, you know, we were like, you know, just leave it alone or whatever, but... You know, my sister was like, you know what, I can't leave it alone. You know, she just needs, you know, they broke up.
Yeah, I don't blame your sister.
She had an eye on him the whole time.
Some things cannot be left alone.
Yeah.
Some things the issue has to be pushed on. But
mm-hmm.
Shelly,
yeah.
Was the baby blacklisted or was the guy blacklisted?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Okay. Was the baby blacklisted or was the guy blacklisted?
No.
The baby
didn't
have
cousin.
Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, we were about to say. We do.
Okay, we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, man? Can I have your name?
Oh, a male voice. Oh, we have a male voice.
Yeah, now the guys are starting to feel hurt.
This is Mike, and it sounds like
up,
I got
Mike?
Like a female line going on here. Downgrading men. That's what it sounds like.
See, we needed the male's point of view.
Okay.
You can see both sides of the story.
Okay, let me hear what's going on. I heard somebody say, oh, God, who was that?
Mike, I told you, I gathered that you heard the topic.
Oh, yeah, I heard the topic.
Okay.
I heard all y'all females trying to bash us men.
No, we're not trying to bash you, man. We're just saying.
There you go.
Okay. Now, actually, what I would do, if it ever came down to that point, I'm busting the head open to the white meat. First of all, you know the situation, okay? Why would you even attempt to step to mine?
You're right.
But what you asked me trying to do, you're trying to corrupt my relationship. So you want to see if mine's going to go fall in on your little, you know, your little push-up
masquerade
thing that you got going on with them. And if the mine's falling, then I'm busting both heads open to the window.
Oh, snap.
So you're going to catch a double case, huh?
Like, oh, see, you bust them in the head, they don't got no prints.
So wait. So you gonna show them
I'm
the true meaning of friends?
Yeah, if it came down to it, because my thing is, why would you even? First of all, if you are my family member, why are you even going to step to my spouse?
Exactly.
From that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
First of all.
Right. Same thing.
So you're looking
thing
for something to go on. The only way you would step to my spouse is unless you felt like that my spouse wouldn't say nothing to you. And about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you got family members that's going to do that, then, you know, that's a sign of real distrust on that behalf.
That's
you
true.
Yeah, but then you just got some family members that's just waiting. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting, not necessarily trying to step to that person.
Okay.
And just waiting for something bad to happen so that they can go ahead and go after it. So that's
true, but some just don't
want
to wait.
Right.
Some just don't want to wait to say, okay, I'm going to wait till something happens, till they break up or he cheats or whatever, and say,
right.
Oh, here's my chance.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see it all the time. They say, oh, no, well, I'm trying to prove to you that he was going to cheat on you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But either way you try to put it, it's just the fact that you did it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Now,
but you know, go ahead.
Now, if you got a friend, so-called friend, that would actually do something, because that's what they is. They so-called friends.
So-called.
Mm-hmm.
I would go,
I would go
with, so, my dollar is my friend, because you don't have to worry about it turning your back on you. You're always happy when you have it, and it gets you where you're going. You got to worry about talking smart to you. You can throw it on the floor. You can do whatever you want to with it, and it don't got to hit your back. And you can still have it and be happy.
I like that.
You can still have it and be happy. You understand?
Right.
So I was always taught by my stepfather, my dollar is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because friends, just like, it's just like the weather. They change every minute.
True.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
So if you have a friend, if you have a so-called friend like that, then they need to get their head broken up.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Mike? Honestly speaking, your money, you say that your money is your best friend.
My dollar is
also
my best
friend,
yeah.
But it can also be your enemy. Because it can cause problems.
No, it can't be your enemy unless you make it your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, it's still your enemy regardless.
No, it's not. No, it's not. If you have a dollar in your pocket, if you don't got nothing at all, and you in your house, and you see that dollar, what's the first thing you're going to do when you see that dollar?
Get happy.
You're not going to pick it up. You're going to smile. You're going to be like, yes.
Yes.
That's the first thing you're going to do when you see that dollar.
Let me tell you, I found a dollar, and I did the Dougie.
Oh, yeah. He did the Dougie.
And I kept saying, what can I do with this dollar?
Exactly.
But, you know, it's bad because a lot of people, it can't be trusted. You can have friends for years and think they're your friends, and you wind up just can't trust them.
Yep.
That's
one
true.
Little thing,
that's true.
One
that's
little
true.
One little thing, and it'll make you be like, hold up, though. What's
mm-hmm.
going on here now? So they trust me. That's what I always say. My dollars are my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're right, because that dollar that you may just have found, your friend may say, I want that dollar.
Exactly.
Hit you in your head for that dollar.
And see, you with your spouse, and you give your spouse that dollar, they're going to smile too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're right about that.
There's a lot of ways you could see it. But me personally, I don't play those games.
Yep. I know that.
People
the worst part is just the disrespect, man. I mean, that hurts more than anything because, you know, you're looking at this person like, yo, you cool with me. And like I said, family member, oh, no, we're blood. Where they do that at? You know, what were you taught? You know, and you know that they were taught better. But you got some people that's just so ignorant, they don't care.
Yeah.
They only thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But trust and believe.
Yes.
The same way that he did me, he's going to do it to you even worse, sweetie.
Yes. Yes.
But they don't
coming.
Think about it at that time.
Right.
They just think about what they can get and all the fun they can have.
For right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And that's a shame because, I mean, you put so much trust into friends and family and thinking they will have your back. And like they said, your family can do you more dirty than your own friends.
Man.
Oh, yes, yes, they can.
You got them that do it. And look at you dead in the face like you did something wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you sit there and say, okay, well, we was brought up the same way. So now should I hit you now or later?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be better if I hit you now so you can understand.
You might play dumb and think later and be like, well, what you going off on me for now? Mm-hmm. Get it when it first happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's if you're given that chance to.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you may not find out until years later.
But then again, sometimes, you know what, then again, sometimes it might be better to wait until later. In my experience, for instance, when I was much, much younger, I had a close cousin that we were very close, and she ended up sleeping with my boyfriend. Now, we hung out all the time. My cousin ended up sleeping with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out about it later after she left and moved to another, you know, way across town somewhere. And then, so I got out of touch with her, and he ended up telling on himself. Now, then when I did speak to her, she denied it. Well, we were so young. But now that we're adults and we came back in contact with each other, I brought it up to her. And now we might have fought about it when we were, you know, when we were kids. I might have bashed her head in. But you know what? I probably would have, being the person that I was. Now that we're adults and, you know, we're able to speak about it and she's able to confess to it, and then along with, you know, me being able to counsel her because she's going through a lot of stuff at that time. She was going through a lot of stuff, and she thought that that's what she was supposed to be doing, was sleeping with everybody, because everybody in her family, you know, was sleeping with her on her, you know, her other side of family. You know, all these guys and stuff. So she thought it's what she should do to this side of the family. You know, so now... I can say that I'm glad that it did take, like, so many years later, you know.
Did you ever tell her about the private things that you guys did together?
Back then, the intimate thing? No, we were all young and hanging out, and, you know, a group of us hanging out, and a whole bunch of men, a whole bunch of boys, a whole bunch of girls, and we were little young teenagers, just probably having sex, you know.
Oh, so it was that teenage thing to where we got them, but I know I can have them?
Not even just that. I didn't know that she was going through what she was going through at that time. She was being sexually abused by, you know, some family members on the other side. So in her mind, she thought that she should be passing on this sexual, you know, activity by sleeping with other men on the other side of the family, you know?
Wow.
Her
wow.
mind was just all screwed up, and she didn't...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Her mom wasn't screwed up. She didn't have no walls either. She was all messed up.
I'm glad that we, you know, that in this instance, that time went by and I was able to address it. Now, I can say that on another hand, I had, in my adult years, when, you know, I had, there was a while ago where I was directing with church choir, and there was this girl that I took in under my arm, and she had a really pretty voice, and, you know, she was going through some hard times, and I took her under my wing. Loved this girl. I had a contact with her. She had a couple kids, came back a couple years later, got in contact with her, and she, you know, I took her under my wing, introduced her to my husband, and all hell broke loose. She saw the moment to get in, and ended up, you know, sleeping with my husband. Oh, well, you treat him like this. You treat him like this.
Whoa.
Now what did you do?
Now, not this same girl. I'm talking about a different girl that I, you know, that I took under my wing. Now, this girl gave me all sorts of problems. Now, here I am, an adult. Do I act like a fool and bash this head in, or do I take this as an adult, put the husband out, and what do I do with the situation? You know,
when it runs through your mind at that time, and you look at the hammer that's sitting right next to you,
mm-hmm.
you say, take a firm grip,
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to try to provoke violence, so.
No, she would have had to catch it.
It's a good thing that at that time I was used to being cheated on and being treated like I don't know what. And I had gone through all the heartache already with the husband. So I was ready, you know, to leave him anyway. So if he hurt me, what hurt me most was it wasn't that my husband cheated on me. Like I said, I was used to that. It was that this girl that I took under my wing and fell.
My wing, yeah.
You know, we went to church together, and I felt I really loved this girl, you know, and that's what really hurt me. But you know what? Experience is a good teacher. Time is a teaching tool. And you know what? I got through it. I got over it. And I am grateful that I do not see this girl because I do still carry this anger. You know, I do still carry this anger. I'm not completely over it. But you know what? I'm an adult, and I'm in a different frame of mind right now, you know?
So. Exactly. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Ladies and Mike, I'm sorry to cut in, but we have to go to our next song.
All right.
And we have the one and only, Joe LaVert, Too Damn Good.
All right.
All right.
We are back.
Lying tonight.
Hello.
Don't split no wig tonight.
No,
don't go knock on somebody's door and say, hello, are you there?
Listen, it'll leave a track.
Yes.
It's snow outside, so.
You know what? I'm done with you guys. Okay, I see we have another caller.
Okay.
His name is Izzy Richardson. Izzy, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hello. Who am I speaking to? This is GQ Palace, right?
Yes, it is.
Sir.
Oh, the topic.
Did you hear the topic?
The topic. Now, no disrespect, but I just want to speak out of experience.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I got my woman about 8 years ago, and her birthday was happening to be coming up after we'd been together some months. So I decided in her own apartment to come upstairs, decorate her apartment, and throw her a party.
Okay, hey.
So I started meeting family members. And the party was, it was going great. I went back to do something in the back room, and the sister of my woman came back there, shut the door, and asked me, what are you doing with her?
Huh?
Oh, wow.
So I'm saying to myself, is this for real? Because, you know, in most men's lives, man, this is what they treasure. I don't know what they treasure this shit for, because that's not what I do.
Right.
Listen, I'm with your sister. I don't know nothing about you. Okay?
Don't worry.
And this is not how we swing. But, yo, you know my sister's trash and woman. I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at her like, you look like trash to me. Did you ask me? Trashy, ashy. Nasty, ashy.
She got all the nasties.
I can't get with that kind of program. And men do it. And so I don't know if I'm speaking for men or I'm speaking for the women.
Well, you speak for
yourself. But you're being honest about it.
And I wouldn't want to ruin my new woman's party, so I didn't tell her to after.
Right.
Because I felt it was only right as a man to let my woman know what's going on.
She should have known.
Y'all call it squealing. Y'all, whatever y'all want to call it. Okay?
Right.
My woman had a right to know.
I agree.
Were you afraid that she was going to bust in the head to the white meat show?
That's why I waited till after the party. I mean, through life, you realize, man, when you finally find that one you love and you settle down, man, people just get envious and they get jealous.
Definitely.
Okay, because
exactly.
Somebody, okay.
But can I ask you a question? How did
yes.
you actually fail? How did you actually fail from the fact of her even coming towards you like that? What was your feeling like? Was it like, what the fuck is this? This is
my okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Who is this, Rich Money?
No, that's
Mike.
Oh, that's Mike.
Money Man Mike.
Good evening, Money Man Mike. All right, but the reason, the way I told, because she came in the room and shut the door. She shut the doors, just her and I, an opportunity. You know what I mean? And this is a new woman in my life, and we made this happen. So when she shut the door, I'm like, what are you shutting the door for?
So she mainly wanted to see it all.
Point blank, man. Like at the party, like come on, man. Come on, man. Like, are you serious, man? Now, me and my woman have been together 8 years since this incident.
Wow,
that's beautiful.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Yes,
it is. See, I entertain Maury. I just don't want to be on the show.
Oh, Jerry Springer.
So what was your woman? What was your woman response when you told her?
She proceeded again. Oh, you don't need my younger sister. She too old. My woman and I have an age gap, and you know some people just don't like to see you happy. And when it comes to men nor women, or either or, when they see the happiness, that means they didn't have any happiness in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And that's when they're ready to come crash your world.
Right.
See, but then you know what? If they didn't have a happy life, then they can't try to push that onto somebody else.
No, they're pushing it to themselves. They want what somebody else has.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And family members, I hate to say this and quote this, man, they could become the worst.
You're right about that.
You're right about that.
Very true.
But see, you were giving her... Go ahead.
Maury wouldn't have a show if this wasn't happening.
You are not the father.
It is a lot of family members that will try to corrupt a relationship when they
see male or female.
Exactly.
Yep. Get it right. That's male or female. So boom. Most of our males fall into that trap for that time of opportunity. Because it seems like males want to just conquer all they can get. And once they settle down and say, boom, this is what I want, and somebody throws some ass in your face, next thing you know, you're taking it.
So how they gonna conquer ass whipping?
Huh?
How they gonna conquer ass whipping?
They ain't conquering no ass whipping.
But this is a true story. This is an honest to goodness. We wasn't even together a year yet.
Damn.
Just met the sister.
Well, see, you was throwing this big party. She seen that. You know, like shit. This should be me.
Yeah,
no,
but you know
what? Really doing big things.
What
justification does it give you?
None.
To say, yeah, but that's the problem.
But this is her sister. This is my woman's sister.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's
and
even worse.
Yeah.
You know, and it hurt me. It insulted me.
Wow.
It insulted me. And you know, 8 years later, the family don't want to be around. My wife family don't want to be around. You know what I mean? Like I disrespected her sister.
Yes.
You know why?
It's jealousy. That's why they don't want to be around.
Yes,
they
see
you doing more for your wife than they probably was doing for her. And they don't
point blank.
That's the truth.
Point blank.
See, but then you know what? That should not... And when the husband or the wife or their spouse is doing for your significant other, that should never come into fact. There should be
never.
No jealousy. No
never.
Unhappiness.
Mm-hmm. You should be happy for that family member.
Yeah,
exactly. Unfortunately, you got
there
some
you
messed
go
up
again.
People, a lot of messed up people in this world, and a lot of them are our family members.
Yeah, the worst ones.
I have this strange situation I'm dealing with. I have a cousin, male. I knew his first girlfriend very well. We've been friends. They were all in college together, and her roommate now looks different. Why is she dating my cousin?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm like, I see her like in church or in like family function. Now, I'm still friends with the ex-girlfriend when she comes, we go on vacation. He's pissed at me because I'm still friends with her. And I'm telling him, she's going to be my friend. The girlfriend I met way back, she looks totally different. When she told me, oh, kid, you don't remember me. I said, oh, no, I don't remember you. She said, oh, I'm tired. I was tired.
Wow.
Hey, y'all want to go even deeper? This
I'm sorry.
Is Izzy
I looked
again.
At her and I said,
excuse me.
She said she was Tyra's roommate. And
please
I looked
enter your
at her.
Password, then press pound.
What?
Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Press
I was
pound.
I'm sorry. My phone. Because I'm getting up to the hills now.
Please
I'm going up to the mountain.
Password, then press pound.
Oh, what phone is that?
Press pound.
I'm breaking.
Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.
What the hell? Somebody called the third world country?
Yeah, I am. I'm way up
somebody
in,
called
I'm
it
way,
correct? What the hell?
I'm way up in the mountains, ma'am. Well, I'm friends with Tyra. Been friends with her forever. And my cousin is dating her roommate.
And he's pissed at me because I don't even want to speak to him like I speak to him no more because I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's totally wrong. His mother is upset with me because the fact that I'm still like because I don't speak to Kayana like I speak to her. Like I don't speak to her like if I'm in church or pass by her, whatever. She's not funny. Whatever they tell you about me, I'm not phony. I just cannot sit up here like, hey, how you doing? You're not getting it from me.
Okay, right. So wait, the family is mad that you're friends with the ex and...
Yes.
Okay, but you know what? They cannot be mad at you. If you choose
that's
to be
choice.
Friends with her, that's something you choose. And if they don't like it, that's something that they're going to have to get over.
Believe me, my mother corrects that because my mother in Ohio, I can care less what they think because she's always going to be because we, I think, in the fact that this storm or everything that my cousin put us through and she dating him, that's just me off. And when she told me who she was, I looked her up and down like, what? And now that I look at her a different way at family function, this is how I watch it at family function when I'm not speaking to them. Hello, everybody. That includes all y'all, even the ones I'm not speaking to, y'all all in that hall. Hello, everybody. I'm not individually speaking to everybody. So my family members get mad because I don't have, like, conversation like, hey, how you, she's not getting there.
But that's your choice, sweetheart.
Thank you.
That's
exactly what I'm
saying. There's a wrong and a right, and that's your choice. You chose right.
Right. I am not. I am too true. Because I do that every family function, y'all. Every family function, this chick is big. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, wow. But then you know what? You have to look at it. Who's bringing who? Is she bringing her, or is she just going?
He's bringing her. He's bringing her.
Then you have to be mad at him, then.
And I'm to the point, okay. you have guys in the family, and guys are like this, we get the new girlfriend, and my brother's one, and it's a thing that we say in my family, like it's my brother's girlfriend, whatever, Keith, do she pee when you pee? Because every time you see Keith, she's like right under Keith, like, oh my God, do you worry about her? I don't like the clinginess, it's too much.
Yeah.
You do not have to come to every...
Well, you know, it depends on this is Izzy again. It depends on who takes this stupid bait. Okay.
There you go.
Now, in my instance, with my wife, and suppose I went with the sister. Now, suppose I got them both pregnant. They're gonna be brothers and cousins. I mean,
exactly.
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? We're killing our race. I can't speak for the other races. But I can speak for myself. I mean, what's wrong is wrong. What's wrong is wrong. And when my wife's sister approached me with this thing at my wife's party, I felt violated.
Wow.
I felt violated. So if I feel violated, how do you think my wife feel?
Exactly. And this
okay.
coming from a man.
As a man.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I think you handled that very well. And like I say, I want to definitely commend you on you and her still being together. But the family,
I
feel is wrong.
I thank you. I
feel the family is wrong not wanting to be around you because of the, you know, nastiness of the sister.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it.
Well, it's a little more deeper than that, but that put like icing on the cake.
Oh, okay.
Because, I'm on the outside
right.
coming in. And that's vice versa, too. She has to meet my family.
Right.
Well, does your family like her?
My family?
Yes.
Like who?
Like
your wife.
Like your wife.
They love my wife.
Okay.
It's been 8 years. Are you kidding
me? That's what's up.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe they're not as judgmental as her family is.
Right. There you go.
Right.
But you know what I'm trying to say was more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
another topic. Maybe I can throw y'all another topic.
You know what? You know
that that'll feed into this one.
Sometimes you got a whole family of just ignorant people.
Ignorant. You said ignorant. I said ignorant.
And there's some very ignorant people out here.
That's like making collard greens without the salt.
Collard greens without the fat. Okay.
Come on, you ain't boiling first. Oh, Jesus.
But then you look at them, they dysfunctional, too, when you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the sad part. The sad part is you never know who you gonna get involved with because you don't know the other members.
Right. And
that is the scary part.
They're breeding ignorant kids because
exactly.
They've got this whole big family of just ignorant, excuse my language, ignorant motherfuckers. Excuse my language.
Yep.
This sucks.
Then you wanna look at your kids stupid when they do such ignorant, like he said, ignorant. You know, and it doesn't make sense. But they're falling behind your footsteps because you're ignorant. I mean, you know, when it boils down, you're a dummy too, because this is what you raised. You raised this monster, so you dysfunction as well as they are.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, yes. We'll have to cut to our next song, and this is a good one. The next song is by Usher. Oh, Lord, Confessions.
Confessions. I just confess.
Showed up. What'd he do? Yeah. Pimpin'.
Oh boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep him on. Bad than a mother. Oh, nah.
You're a bad girl.
When you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. Work me, baby. Take it in the way of life. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alize. There ain't much more I can say, but
I need a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Work me, baby.
Oh, boogie, baby.
Bad girl.
I'm sorry, guys. I got it mixed up. It is Usher, Bad Girl, from his CD Confessions. Well, hey, it's all confessions. What the hell?
Wait, right?
And whoever it is, I can't say it was a bad... Well, it's a bad boy or a bad girl, whichever one.
All confessions, right?
just a minute. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, who's calling?
This is Dallas, y'all. How y'all doing?
All righty.
Oh, hey, Dallas.
Dallas. Lovey-dovey for what up, y'all?
Dallas.
What up?
My name is Izzy, man. You got a brother?
Did you hear that topic tonight?
I heard something about what you do if a family member or a friend puts up on your spouse or something like
you
that.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
it. What would you do if your family member or friend push up on your spouse?
Or yourself.
Or they get a step to.
Say that again?
They get a step to.
Okay.
I heard that. Get them, Dallas.
Simple as that. Huh?
Get them, baby.
Jeremiah, hey, it's as simple as that. You should know better across that boundary.
They should know better, but some don't.
It's disrespectful.
And that's why they get a step to.
No ifs,
ands. Let me ask you a question. Just say, if that happened, what would you do?
You said
you would step to him, but I mean, would you take it down to like hit them in the head, maybe back
in
the ribs?
Yeah, I'm gonna crack them right in his damn mouth.
Excuse me, Dallas. My name is Izzy, and I answered my question. I'm still on the line. Thank God I have a landline. But I was expressing my feelings to my wife's sister stepping to me. What would you do if your wife's sister stepped to you?
I'ma tell her about her. I'ma tell her she dead ass wrong. I'ma tell her about herself, and I'ma tell wifey.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I did.
There you go.
Hello.
Tell her wifey. You know what I'm saying? I'ma put it out there. She don't want you to believe me. She want to believe me. She don't have to believe me. But I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it up my chest. So hey, I'll cover my ass. You know what I'm saying? Because what am I gonna do?
Yo. This is Izzy again. When I told my wife is a plus size, and I said I'm gonna wait after the party's over, and I'm gonna tell her. You know what I mean? I book my ass at this party.
The party would have been over.
Yeah, I had to wait till it was over, man.
I think you just didn't want no blood on the dance floor.
That's not even the point, because I could have left. You know what I mean? I could have left. I could tell my wife, well, you know, I fell in love with this woman. You know what I mean? And it's the first time I'm meeting her sister. And, man, it was like, yo, is this really happening?
Has she been drinking yet?
Everybody in the house drinks. You know what I mean?
It might have been a setup, blood. It might have been a setup, man.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that too.
A setup? Are you serious?
Listen. What's your name again, Bubba?
Dallas.
And I'm Izzy. I'm a caller also. But we went to another party some years after. And she still was pushing on me, man.
Whoa.
Wow.
Did you ever tell wifey?
Of course. I told her from night one. We ain't even let an hour go by.
So now, Dallas, how would that be a setup?
Hold on. I know.
Ha, you're stuttering.
I'm still saying, that's looking at a setup, though, because why would look? If his wifey stepped to her, and she still came and pushed up on him, then something ain't right.
Still, man. And I told my wife the same night.
That's a good
point. You know
what
I'm saying? And like,
yeah,
yo, listen, man.
Right.
Listen, so I ain't
either,
no ugly
either,
brother,
either,
but I ain't the most. I'm not listening
either,
on.
Either it's a setup.
Again?
Or they don't rock like that. Or her, the two
again?
Don't rock like
yo,
that.
They, I'm not
saying.
Yo, listen.
Not
listen,
again.
Dallas,
not
that,
again. Not it's not
wait,
again. It's
hold
the
on,
same,
Dallas.
The same
explain
way.
That. Explain that.
Okay, put it like this. Okay. She push up on you. You tell wifey. Wifey standing
right.
My howling.
Right,
bro. Right. Later on down the line, she puts up on you again. Obviously, wifey didn't handle it. Or,
yeah.
Or she just went to her and told her, yeah, yeah, you told me, blah, 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 but push up on him again.
But my wifey lost all contact with her after that.
Well, you know what? Maybe
contact
wifey could have...
Contact how?
Because they wasn't here when I came in and when I decided to move in. They ain't been here within years.
Wow. That sounds serious.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You told wifey.
What did you tell the sister that pushed up on you?
I told him, bitch, you crazy. Excuse my French. Bitch, you crazy. No, I love your sister, yo. I'm in love with your sister right now. I went all out and threw this party to try to meet what could possibly be my in-laws.
Now, was you there when wifey stepped up?
Wife, I told you, I waited till the party was over to tell my wife.
but did you see wifey stepped up?
I don't know. I mean, after then, it's been years later since I seen this chick again, man.
No, I'm not asking that, but do you know for... No, I'm saying, did you see wifey step to the sister?
Nah, I never seen it, bro.
Man, she probably never stepped to her, man.
Yeah, but so why the sister ain't keep coming by, bro? If you love your fucking family members, excuse my friends, if you love your family members and you ain't coming back through to come check your sister, then this shit had to be real.
Well, then,
okay,
well,
so why she, if it's so real, why she push up on you again then?
I'm talking about from true experience, bro, man. That's what kept me 8 years with my woman there.
Well, you know what? Maybe the sister that you was with didn't see it as, I mean, it could have been a big thing to her, but she probably said, you know what? If she know how she is, she's going to let it roll off of her back. But at some point, yeah, she's going to come at her sister and just go all the blows and beat the hell out of her.
But this is not the first experience in my life
with
women, man.
But sometimes, you know what? Even though that person does it, they will come to a point where they said, all right, I'm tired, excuse my French, tired of the bullshit, and I got to bust your ass. Or just say, you know what, I got way more to lose than to, if I fight you and kill your ass, I'm going to lose everything I've built.
On who's this? Who's
this
thing about killing your ass?
This is Jim.
How you going to kill?
I'm talking about the sister. Sometimes you do have to sit back and think about it.
Man.
I whip her ass or whatever, or whip his ass. What is it gonna get me? With some Tommy Joe and lose everything I built? No.
Really? No, it was up to me to say no, man. Yo,
ass.
Bitches, you crazy?
Okay. Even if I don't go say that, you're gonna know that you dead ass wrong for trying that shit.
Oh,
right.
No.
Right.
You know,
bottom
I'm gonna,
line.
What, okay.
You lost your
here,
rabbit
I,
ass mind.
When I come to you and tell you about yourself and take you out of pocket, you trade yourself, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you say out of your, whatever you say in response to what I say is going to depend on, is going to judge what I'm going to do next.
Right.
Sit down.
If you be like, man, get the fuck out of my face, wop, whoop, wop, that's it.
Yeah, but I had to be very careful because I'm just meeting these folks. I don't know their ways. I got to throw somebody out the 10th floor window. I mean,
but,
come on.
But you know what? Sometimes your spouse, even though you may tell your wife or your husband, sometimes your spouse can put it more cleanly across than they can. You understand what I'm saying? your girlfriend, your wifey, could have, may have not put it through her sister head as much more easier than you can. Because she can say it, and she'd be like, okay, well, whatever. But if you push her to say, listen, this is my wife, you need to keep fucking stepping it, and it's over.
Wifey could have went and said, hey, did you push up on such and such? And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
In the conversation, she'd be like, okay, and walk away, that's it. Nah, that ain't it.
I'm glad to have another brother on the phone.
Well, you got two. Dallas and Mike. Mike is kind of quiet.
Yeah, I'm just listening right now. I'm just listening. I'm listening right now.
I'm talking through experience, and it's not my first one. So I never bit on these kind of experience. I mean, back when I was young, man, it's almost been a bite. Like an apple. But I just never took that bait. I mean, things is wrong. Things is wrong in life, especially in our black community. And I'm not just labeled as a black community, okay? Because we come from incest. And incest has come all the way back from the 50s. From the 50s, man. I mean, if you want to go deep, we don't have to talk about it no more. But we talking about, the topic is if a family member stepped on a spouse.
Family member or friend.
Pushed up on a spouse, yeah.
A friend? I didn't hear the
friend.
I didn't hear the friend topic.
A friend was in it.
No, a friend or family member, I think you said.
Right.
Yes,
right.
A friend
right.
or family member
okay.
tried to push up on your spouse.
Okay,
but,
discontinued.
But you know what is? It could have happened in that situation, too. You could have had that family to jump your ass. They could have...
This is why I did not tell my woman... Well, she got a lot of family members I'm just meeting, man. Now I'm jumping. I didn't put the party together, clean the house.
You remember that fight on Martin between Evander Holyfield, I think it was?
No, that was that wasn't Evander. That was Tommy Hearns.
Okay, so
Tommy
you remember Hearns. How he ended up beat up?
Listen, I'm not going. Listen, man, we live in places, man, where we got solid plaster walls.
I'm pretty sure. I am very pretty sure your wife would have had your back.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. I didn't want my wife to fight her whole family.
Okay.
Well, but why would she fight the whole family though?
I don't know these people, man.
Gonna run out of pocket, man. If anything, the family would have jumped on the other side.
I don't know these people, man.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married to her now?
8 years. We're together 8 years now.
You just not meeting up family members, man?
No, I met her year one, man. Boom, just before year one. And the sister's pushing up, man. It's the older sister. The woman I'm with, man, she's the baby. There's two boys and a sister. And, oh, Lord, I ain't no punk, but...
Is it serious as hell about this situation?
Listen, I wasn't trying to tell this as a joke, but I try to make humor out of every experience in my life.
But it's really going on.
It goes on as we're speaking right now. Is some other sister or some other brother pushing up on the spouse?
Hey, Izzy, T, Mike, Dallas, Shelly, and everybody. I'm sorry if I forget a name, but we have to go to commercial.
I want to keep talking.
Hey, listen, we got to go to commercial.
Okay, thank you.
Stay on, though. Stay on. We're going to get back. Listen, guys, it's Queen. He played us both.
Oh, snap.
He played us both.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I should just slap with him.
Excuse me. Is your name Deidre?
Yes, it is.
Nice to meet you, Deidre. I'm Queen. King's woman?
His woman? Well, I'm his wife.
His wife? Really? I guess he played us both. Dang.
like a fiddle.
Oh my God, I just cannot believe this. Let me tell you about me and how I got caught up, okay?
He was with me every night for the last 4 weeks. Didn't you notice he was distant, or couldn't you see? Not to mention, we made love every night. Thought I was the only woman in his life.
Now young thing, I'm trying to be cool. I want to make something clear, I was never his fool. Didn't you notice he never spent the night? And regardless of you, he came home to his mom.
He played a role, he played a role.
I'm gonna put my hands on somebody.
No, don't hurt nobody.
Hands on somebody.
Okay, this is, I'm a caller, Kim.
Yes.
I'm a caller. My name is Izzy. Like I said, I experienced this. So, you want to put hands on somebody? Whose hands would you put them on?
Well, you know what? It depends, because see, I would expect my husband to tell me right then and there. I don't, with the situation, I think that you gave, don't wait till after the party. You tell me right then and there, so I could check that person.
Well,
right
there.
You know, I want to check that person right then.
Okay, Kim, and I'm a caller. My name is Izzy, and I've just finished explaining to the host that I'm the male, so I can't hit two women. What I'm supposed to do?
You know what? When that sister tried to corner you in that room, I probably would have had to lay out real fast. You know, with my hands, but then I have to get my woman. You know, like, you know what? You know, for you to try and, you know, come into my home and in my room and try and
right.
get up, you know, try to push up on me. But now you can see me, you know, pushed up on me, and now we're supposed to continue the night like everything's cool. I'm gonna check her right. You check her right then and there.
Of course I did, and then I told my wife after the party, cause I.
But
you know, I built this home. I don't want it broken up.
Yeah, but
nah,
I mean,
my thing is, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell her right there on the spot, and
that's you,
right
Dallas?
There and there, because yes, this is me, Dallas, because I'm right now, and if like say my family, I'm gonna push up on my wife, and didn't tell me at all, and I find out later on my own, I'm gonna be highly upset.
But don't you think too though, by like him waiting, that didn't give his wife an opportunity to.
I don't give a what kind of opportunity
I,
is. You can
I,
stop it.
Well, listen, guys, it's Izzy again. I never experienced that from my wife's side. Somebody from my family pushed up on my wife. I know I had an experience where we was going to school, and some old little guy knocked on the door early in the morning. And so I'm saying to myself, well, who this little brother? Oh, hello. I'm not going to say my wife's name on the air because it's not cool. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, well, who are you? I'm saying, wifey, man, this is a little dude at your door. Dude tried to walk in and then realize, boom, do I look like a brother? You know what I mean? We talk about a 6:45 in the morning. So when wifey opened the door wide, I'm in the kitchen. You could see me from outside the door in the kitchen. I just swelled up. All I saw was the bottom of the left shoe. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen the brother again. Now that's not the name of the topic. The name of the topic is, you know what I mean? And I experienced that, man. The sister tried to roll up on me, tried to get a brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you serious? It ain't about being ugly or you just wasn't cute. It was just disrespect.
You know what? And some people just don't think about it. Some people just want what they want.
Well, everybody want a shortcut in life, man. It's like me getting paid and all the bum brothers out here asking for a dollar. Same shit.
I'm still paying.
So she said she had to put some kind of work into it to get paid?
What is the work? I don't even know your sister. I don't even know your sister. That's what I'm telling her. I don't even know your sister.
But see, you know what?
I just met your sister.
And then you, I think you said that it happened again after that, right? After that situation happened, it happened again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it happened again.
That's what he said.
Set up, right?
And it happened
like,
again.
Yeah,
it's a setup. and my wife's family, you know, they don't be around her, man. 8 years we've been together and nobody's around her.
Yeah, but you
know what I'm saying?
What?
So, you know, what you want me to do?
Hey, Ignis.
I don't know. Maybe the auntie want me. I don't know.
Probably the whole family do. Who knows?
Nah, listen, man. That was my experience, and I know I wouldn't. I could, there's no way I could accept it vice versa. There's no way. There's no way. Where I came up with my brothers, man, there's a code. You never touch an ex. You never touch a sister. You know what I mean? And especially if a brother know that we grew up together and we know you ain't shit. You ain't touch my sister. Much less your brother.
Every day. People break that code every single day.
Every single day.
Bad part about it.
I have a sister, and my sister started dating somebody that I was dating. We broke up, and my sister started dating.
What the hell?
So that code is broken every single day. And what I did was, like I said, I'm putting my hands on someone.
On somebody.
You know, and I don't care if it wasn't even the point. I didn't want him no more, but that's my blood. I put my hands on somebody, plain
and
simple. And
I respect that so much.
And yeah. That's how it went down. I'm putting my hands on somebody. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay, this Izzy again on the same subject. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you. On the same subject. Oh, she's so sorry. Okay. On the same subject, my brother's deceased. Okay, and I've seen some of his girlfriends, his little exes, man, coming up, man. Whether he's deceased or not, no, this is not what we do.
So what are you saying? They tried to push up on you?
Well, maybe it's a little off the topic, but it's almost the same topic.
It is the same topic,
it
but the question
same.
Is, it did they
it's my brother's
exes, you?
My brother's deceased. And they see me again. Oh, you look great. Oh, you so fly. No.
Well, I mean, they could be just giving you a compliment. It's not like they could be pushing up on you.
No. No. I know what push means. Like, boom, they push you. They could nudge you, and you almost fall in the track. They push you, you falling in. Okay, you get hit by the number six train. I don't know, yo. I'm not willing to take that leap.
What was that movie where it says, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
Yes.
Okay, let me rephrase all that. Let's say twins.
Am I my brother's
keeper? You know what?
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
And let's say twins and find out my wife's twin ain't nothing like her.
No,
I just be tied to the bed for a week because I went in.
Uh-huh.
You got to know when to say no. Wrong is wrong and right is right.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't tell the difference between what is right and right and what's wrong.
Right. But, you know, a lot of people just don't care. I think they know the difference. They just don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
They just don't care.
It plays on the players. I mean, the one doing the attempting is a player. The one doing the accepting is a player. The one that says no or yes is a player. Everybody's a player in their own right mind.
But that sounds like stupidity to me. That doesn't sound like a player.
Okay, there's people I know, man. Mothers is pushing up on them. On daughters, man.
That's all.
You know what I mean? With both breasts in both pockets. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. And you just got to know, you just got to know as yourself, as an individual, male or female, your boundaries.
Some people don't have boundaries. That's the problem.
I think that if you set your boundaries from the beginning, I think that wouldn't happen. Let me put it in for a second. Exactly. I think you're right. But even though you may have set those boundaries,
people still try to cross them.
Right.
Unless you really put your foot down and let them know.
If I may.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
I'm going to use my new relationship as an example. Let me say something. This is Rachel. I'm going to use my new relationship as an example. I met a guy. I prayed for this type of guy for the longest time, and I actually gave up. I just knew that he wasn't coming around. I dreamt of having this type of relationship. And it didn't happen for so long. Out of the blue, bam, smacked me in the face. I was introduced to this man.
What?
And he, it seems like he is my soulmate. Now,
okay,
what we have, the only third person in our relationship. God, ain't no threesomes going on, ain't no, you know, the only third person in our relationship is God. We put him first.
Thank you.
Before everything we do, before everything we say, we bring, we carry God with us.
That's how it should be.
It's a love
making in there, right?
I'm,
there's some lovemaking going on in there, though, right?
Okay. It's Wednesday. Nothing. Ooh, yeah. But I'm grateful. Seriously, I've gone through a lot of heartache and pain. A lot. To the point where I felt like I was...
You and I both.
To the point where I felt like I was going to kill myself. But you know what? God has blessed me with another chance at life. He has blessed me with a wonderful man. And for that, I am grateful.
Okay.
That's the way it should
be.
Well, in my experience, it's never been too late. I have been by myself for years.
Uh-huh.
And every time I open my heart up, I get towed up.
Uh-huh.
Then I finally find someone, and now the sister won it. I didn't stay all these years by myself to find someone and the sister.
It just doesn't work that way.
Listen, man, two salaries, yo, two child supports, no.
If you would have put that foot up when she tried to come in that door and shut that door, you would have put that foot up her behind.
And I told you, I just meeting the family, man. So I was outnumbered.
Look,
okay, she wasn't no small woman either.
Look.
I mean, she had like both her shoulders touched the door frames. Come on.
No, not even right.
Sound like Bubba.
Not even right.
I'll wait. I told her it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Why would you do this? And at the end of the party, I told my girl, that's it. That's the best I could do. You know what I mean? I had to get my gloves on.
She
probably would have took me if I said it wrong.
Listen, I hate to cut y'all off, but we almost out of time. Any callers want to give us out a thought on this situation? Izzy, we gonna go with you first.
Yeah, Izzy, let's go with you first. See what you got to say.
My name is Izzy Richardson, and I'm familiar. I'm familiarated with the Universal Zulu Nation, and we have a big Zulu Nation shout out for the anniversary party starting tomorrow, which is canceled from the 9th to the 11th. Okay, we were in East 23rd Street for the next 2 days, Gramercy Theater, and SOBs on 200 Berwick Street. Big shout out to the Zulus, my mom, and the girl that I fought my life for.
Aww. All right. Aww. Kia, you still on here?
Yes.
You want to give your final thought on this?
I'm just happy that we're here at our president.
Okay.
Obama. Huh? I'm just saying, you know what? We all learn a lot of lessons. We learn about family, friends, or whatever. I'm just the type of person, like I said, I like to knock on the door. I'm not going to call about on the phone to talk, you know, whatever. And I, like I said before, I do miss her so much. I think about her a lot. I wish her well. You know, I pray for her a lot. I thank God that, you know, she has, you know, has done things in her life that are great and stuff like that. So know her well. You know, when we were before, we moved up different holidays and everything. I give her a hug, miss her well. Like I said, you know, God shoot her.
You've been the bigger person in that situation. So
boy, Blake, man, I don't know how to give my wife, sister, a hug.
Dallas, you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
You want to give your final thought on it?
Well, I gave my final thought. If you step to my wife, you get a step too. And if she don't tell me, she going to step too.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Mike.
Violence, violence.
Mike,
you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll be with
you.
If you step to mine, keep your head fucked over to the mic.
Okay.
Brother.
Kelly.
That's my. Oh, who's the. Mike, are you in the bathroom?
Oh, Jesus.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Is that,
can hear you now.
Oh, all right. I said I agree with Dallas. If you step to it, I'm busting your head open to the white man.
All right, man, you ain't helping it. You
don't,
ain't helping Brother Izzy, man. You ain't helping me
do
nothing.
Don't
man.
Have too much eye calculations. I'm saying if my family member, you got to realize we talk about a dude. A family member might do approach my spouse.
Oh, I'm taking the dude out.
Oh, okay.
The dude is done.
Yeah, now
the dude is done. I just haven't had that experience.
If one of her family members approach to me, I'm going to tell her. But see, I agree with you on the part of telling her after the party. Because for
right.
the simple fact is, you don't want to tell them during the party, let's enjoy this night. Because after this night, you're going to get your head bust open or something going to be said that you don't like. So I agree with you on that part. Understand?
You know what? I got to agree, too. I got to agree, too.
Man, I ain't waiting till shit on. We just stepped through right
here. Oh, no, see? Yo, Izzy's gonna go downstairs and get on temperature.
What happens if she steps to the dude and he's one of them loud mouths? Like he might just go off on him right there on the spot. So why should I wait? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not gonna wait. Because I respect the same thing for my wife
on,
to tell
later
me.
Later on down the line, my thoughts might change. Nah, I'm getting all that off the chest right there.
Yeah,
right
but some,
in there.
Yo, brothers are aggressive, man. I've seen somebody like grabbing my wife behind or something, man, and she already told me, man. Now, boom, all the furniture's broke. I'm breaking
listen,
the furniture, bro.
Listen, he wasn't worried about stopping the party when he stepped to wifey. So why you gonna worry about stopping the party?
Listen, man, I did it for the sister, man. I'm saying ain't no brother ever disrespecting me. They know who the hell I am.
Anyone else that's out here?
Obviously.
Hey, Shelly, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
You want to give your final thoughts on it?
Well, I just want to say you guys did a good job today.
Thank you.
It was really, really funny. You know,
I didn't even know
Shelly
was on the line. I didn't even know Shelly was on the line.
Even though it's funny, you know what? It's...
Hey, baby.
How
are you?
Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Kim?
Yes.
You want to give a final thought?
My final thought is, I'm putting my hands on somebody.
Listen, this is why I don't do it. If y'all want to put your hands on somebody, man, now your spouse is gonna be the same sex when you're locked up. You know what?
Oh, wow.
You
know what?
So,
you better dig down in his wallet and get that bail money out. Because we're going to turn that house upside down. Trust me. Wow. Because I'm going to tear it up. Dallas, I agree with you. Tell me right then and there. I'm putting my hands on somebody.
Get it over with, right?
If the family jumps
in. Yeah, we're going to get a pop-up.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Maybe y'all two should be together.
Ladies and gents, we enjoyed you guys tonight. We enjoyed everybody's point of view and put in all the aspects. But I am so sorry to say that we have to call it a night.
GQ Palace.
Yeah, well, I want to thank all the callers, listeners, most of all the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place.
And the same great host.
Right. Be sure to tune in Friday to Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9 with Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, Lavina and her co-host, Pastor Sanders. 7 to 9. Monday, Love, Lives, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, with our host right here on the line, Dallas.
Dallas again.
8 to 10, the mayor. And, of course, Wednesdays. Everybody be safe out there with this storm going on, and have a blessed rest of the week.
And our last song for the night.
No stress, baby.
Show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Chicks are super fit.